We are preparing for a performance by Michael Brecker and his group. Before we go to that,
to the stage
in a few moments, and I think that we should take a little bit of time out now. And
he was with Horace Silver. We will talk about his jazz experience, and then he formed a group with his brother called the Brecker Brothers. I think his brother Randy is either 4 to 6 years older than he. Michael comes from Philadelphia. He's played with rock groups. He's played with fusion groups. He was with the very fine fusion group called Steps Ahead. And then he formed his own group.
That's right. Did you know that Steps Ahead was formed when Michael and Randy Brecker bought the jazz club 7th Avenue South in New York? Did you know that they ran 7th Avenue South?
I had heard something about that.
Yeah, so they formed the group there. And then Michael Brecker did his sideman stuff with Pat Metheny and Charlie Hayden and others. He graced that 8081 LP so beautifully. And finally, he got his own recording contract with MCA Impulse when they resurrected the Impulse label. And what a way to go with that big tenor saxophone. Kind of with a feeling of Adderley and Coltrane updated into the 80s and 90s. And that's just a superb way to start a label with the music of Michael Brecker.
In 1987, his Michael Brecker Impulse debut recording won the Downbeat Award as Best Album of the Year. And actually, that same album came back and won in 1988, but because it had won in 87 and didn't qualify for the 88 releases, they disqualified it for 88, even though it won. And Don't Try This at Home, also an Impulse, won the Grammy Award in 1989 for Michael as Best Soloist, Jazz Soloist of the Year. Let's go now to the stage. Here's the Amphitheater, Hart Plaza, Montreux, Detroit, and the great Michael Brecker.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. I'm John Penny from WDET, and as you probably know, we've been broadcasting live on WDET in Detroit and WEMU in Ypsilanti during the day, and at night, like now, we're not only live on those two stations, but via the satellite, we are live around the country. So when I ask you, not now, but in a minute, when I ask you if you're ready, I want you to let both these people know, and around the country, let those people know that you are ready. Our featured performer tonight here for the 1989 Miller Lite Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival, the 10th anniversary edition, is a musician of unparalleled artistry. I first heard this guy, and maybe you did too, with a group called Dreams many years ago. Somebody actually had a copy of that backstage. If you have a record collection at home, he has probably played on maybe half of them if you look closely, because anytime anybody wants like 32 bars of a burning solo, they call this guy. He broke new musical ground with the group Steps and Steps Ahead. His first solo album for MCA Records was the album of the year for Billboard Magazine and just about every other jazz publication in the country. This year, his new album, he received the Grammy for the best instrumental jazz performance. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Mr. Michael Brecker!
Thank you.
Live from downtown Detroit, you're listening to a performance by Michael Brecker, leading a quintet playing tenor sax, featuring Mike Stern playing guitar, at the Miller Lite Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival over this public radio station.
We just finished touring Europe and Japan, Hong Kong. And although we ran into great audiences there, there's nothing like playing in the good old U.S. of A. It's great to be here. We began the set with a tune off of our first album. The album is called Don't Try This at Home. And the tune is called It's Been Real. And followed that by a tune written by my friend and colleague Don Grolnick. It's called Chime This. I'd like to take a minute and introduce four incredible musicians. On guitar, Mike Stern. Mr. Jeff Andrews on bass. Yeah. On drums, Adam Nussbaum. Yeah. The Dome. And on piano, Mr. Joey Calderazzo. I'm going to change up for a second and play a very lyrical, beautiful composition written by Mr. Mike Stern. By the way, Mike has a new album out. It just came out today. It's on Atlantic, called Jigsaw. And this is a tune called Gossip.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Live from downtown Detroit, you're listening to a performance of Michael Brecker at the Miller Lite Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival over this public radio station.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Michael Brecker and the band, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for him.
Thank you.
A tremendous set.
And as you can tell, the crowd really does enjoy the music of Michael Brecker. Our MC, John Penny, is out there, and he's asking the crowd whether or not they want to hear some more Michael Brecker. Those of you who are listening right now, I'll bet you might like to hear some more Michael Brecker, too. Ed Love has been out there dancing, listening to this music.
I certainly want to hear and see more Michael Brecker, I tell you. One more time, as the late, great Count Basie used to say, one more time. Michael Brecker, one more time.
Yes, there are thousands of people, as you can hear, down here in Hart Plaza in downtown Detroit at this Miller Lite Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival, having a final party of the summer with the music of Michael Brecker.
Thank you very much. Thanks. We're going to do something that's kind of become a standard of ours, I guess you could put it. It's recorded on our first album. It's a thing called Original Rays. And it's normally actually very extended. Tonight it will be extended, but a little less, because our computer arrived brain dead via the airlines. So this is a thing that features the instrument a little bit called the iwi, and it's called Original Rays. Thank you.
Mark Stern on guitar. Joey Calabrazzo on piano. Adam Nussbaum on drums. Jeff Andrews on bass. Thank you very much. You've all been great. We had a great time. Thank you. And good night.
And it bears repeating the personnel with Michael Brecker. Michael Brecker playing both the tenor sax and the iwi. That's an electronic wind instrument. Mike Stern was heard playing guitar with Jeff Andrews playing bass. Joey Calderazzo played keyboards. And Adam Nussbaum was a pillar of strength playing drums. Quite a rousing set, Linda.
Yes, it was rousing. What I found so amazing about Michael Brecker's music is that, yes, indeed, it was infused with electricity, but there was a natural and an organic sound about it at the same time, seeming to kind of fit with this very beautiful open-air setting in which we are, with gulls flying about and some mist from the fountain. It just all seems to go together perfectly. If you haven't gathered by now, you are listening to a live broadcast of the Miller Lite Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival. And I'm Linda Yawn from WEMU, one of the co-hosts, and my co-host beside me.
I'm Ed Love, WDET in Detroit.
That's right.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. A little tired, but...
Yeah, great work.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we might as well start off by talking to Mike Stern right away, and I want to ask you this. Your influences on guitar, if any?
That's a good question. It's kind of a loaded question for me because there are a lot of them. B.B. King, Buddy Guy, you know, all kinds of blues players.
Mm-hmm.
Muddy Waters, you know, but everybody from that genre to, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix, a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, you know, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, the quote-unquote jazz players, more traditional.
Yeah.
Jazz players, Wes Montgomery, definitely. Yeah. He's probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say who's my favorite. They're all so different and all great. Jim Hall is a big influence. Amazing player. George Benson.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Burrell. You know, bunches of them.
Okay.
And,
yeah. So it draws from a lot of guitar players.
Yeah. Sure,
and
does.
A variety of guitar players.
Yeah.
Mike, you've had a lot of projects on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your records and stuff, which we play on the air. How does it feel to be going out and doing a sideman thing for a while too?
Oh, this is great. I mean, I feel so, Mike Brecker is the kind of leader that includes everybody as a part of the band. One never feels like he's one is a sideman working with him or for him. You know, it's more like working with him, and everybody gets to play, and it's terrific. I love this gig. I'm going to be doing my own group, co-led with Bob Berg, saxophone
Good.
Player. We both played with Miles Davis together,
mm-hmm.
and. Dennis Chambers is playing drums, and Lincoln Goins is playing bass, just quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start doing that. And I have a new album out on Atlantic. It was just released a couple days ago called Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Atlantic. We're
yeah.
looking for it.
Yeah.
Where's the original hometown for Mike Stern?
Well, it's now in New York City. But originally, I was born in Boston, then lived in Washington, D.C. for a while. And now I'm living in New York.
So. Yeah.
How did the guitar start with you?
Kind of started more probably rock and roll when I was about 12 years old, and not really seriously until I was about 20 when I started getting more serious about it. And I went to music college, you know, Berklee College of Music for a while, and had an opportunity to study with Pat Metheny, who told me this school is great, but you've had enough, get out.
You know? Yeah.
So he got me a gig with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And I went on to play after that with Billy Cobham, and after that Miles Davis for about 3 years, and then Dave Sanborn, Jaco Pastorius, and Steps Ahead,
mm-hmm.
and now Michael Brecker Band.
I see.
Yeah, so it's been a fortunate career. I mean, I've really been lucky to get a lot of these opportunities to work with these kind of people.
You know, Mike, someone very special to me is Lainey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, she's very special to me.
Right.
It's my wife.
Lainey Stern.
Wife.
Would you ever consider doing a co-project with Lainey?
Very possibly. We're thinking about it. It's we're trying to take our time with that one because sometimes that's a lot. A marriage, which of course we're very passionate about, and music, which we're both very passionate about. It's kind of a lot. We're afraid of the explosion, you know. But it's we've worked together, so it's great. It's really great, and we'll probably do some stuff together.
Well, we'll be listening for that.
Thank you,
Michael Brecker. Has graced us with his presence. Michael, welcome to our broadcast booth.
Thank you. Thank you for that tumultuous ovation.
I'd like to ask you a same question that I just asked your cohort, Mike Stern. Your main influences on tenor sax?
I'd say just about everybody. On the tenor sax, you know, first I would say Coltrane, obviously, and then everybody. I've listened to everybody and learned, you know, I mean, that's kind of a evasive answer, but the, you know, I could run down the list, but it would take too long.
Until next year's Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival, if you ran down the list.
Well, I don't know if it would take that long. But it might take about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and that's...
Take your time and just go ahead. Do some of them if you want to.
Oh, Joe Henderson, Wayne Shorter, Sonny Rollins, Steve Grossman, Jerry Braganzi, Bob Berg, Dave Liebman, just naming anybody that, you know, I mean, I've listened and learned from everyone. Branford, you know, as well as Lester Young, and Charlie Parker. And I'm just naming you just one saxophone.
So what you're saying, you're right. Talking about people who played the instrument before you and even people who came along after you. I noticed you mentioned Branford.
Yeah, I continue to listen.
Okay.
Sure.
I just brought Branford's new record. I like it very much.
Trio Jeepy. It's delicious. You know, and the thing that we should add is that those people would turn around and would mention you, Mr. Brecker.
Well, I pay them well.
But they would. They would turn around and mention you as one of their influences. I'd like to ask a quick question about the past. I realize that the future is of great importance, but I'd like to ask you about 7th Avenue South and some of the changes that you went through with running and the period of 7th Avenue South when you owned that club.
Well, as you know, my brother Randy and I and another party owned it. We opened it in 1977, and it began as kind of a labor of love, and we did it for the fun of it, and we had a lot of good times there. A lot of bands formed there, a lot of bands played there, had their starts there. A lot of couples met there.
Oh.
Romantic, right? And as a matter of fact, my wife and I met there.
Know that. Yeah.
Anyway, what am I trying to say? As time went on, it began to be a little more difficult. The business got harder. There were things called cabaret laws in New York, which made it very difficult for us to continue night by night, and eventually we had to close because of financial difficulties. And probably the one thing I learned from the whole experience was that I'll never do it again. But we had a great time, you know. All in all, there were, you know, there was a lot of great nights there. I played there. I miss that in New York. I miss the mostly just the opportunity to play at my own place with different kinds of groups. I don't have that outlet in New York anymore.
No.
Michael, do you hear, as I have heard, Michael Brecker School possibly developing? I know I'm hearing on a lot of CDs and LPs a lot of Michael Brecker when Michael Brecker's not on the album. Would you say you have an influence on a lot of saxophonists?
I've been told that. It's always hard for me to hear that. Sometimes I can hear my influence in other players, but as far as a whole school of playing, I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm too close to it, so it's too hard to tell.
I see. You don't know if it's developing into a Michael Brecker school.
Or just people that have developed by listening to the same people I listen to. So, you know, I can't really, you know what I mean? It's hard to say that.
Okay.
Maybe there might be a Michael Brecker school of the iwi. You were looking forward to hearing a lot of this electronic wind instrument, and we're glad that you were able to pull some of it out.
Yeah, I was able to get it functioning. The iwi was actually working. What was not working was the next thing in line, which is an instrument which translates what the iwi is saying to all of the other synthesizers, and that somehow got injured in the airplane.
Oh.
So I was able to get a couple things happening. And we were, you know, because it was a little difficult because some of the music is built around the iwi. It was composed and written and built for it.
Yes.
And if the main computer brain goes, then I'm in trouble.
That's right. It's like writing with pencil as opposed to writing with a typewriter that's got erase functions and word spell checking in it. Along with that technology, what kind of other things do you see developing technology-wise for Michael Brecker and for musicians in general?
Well, it's always difficult to say. Technology is moving quickly, and I find myself using some of it, the more expressive end of it, hopefully. And I don't know where it's going. There's an awful lot of competition among companies to come up with newer and quicker and smaller and more user-friendly. I hate to use that expression, but easier things to work, in smaller packages. I think as time goes along, the instruments are going to sound better and better, the electric instruments, and hopefully become more expressive and more malleable, make it more possible for the musicians to really express themselves, their own identity on the instruments. Right now, there are not that many people that can really sound like themselves on an electric instrument. When you compare that to how many people are actually playing them.
If you could classify your own group, would you classify your group as an acoustic group, a fusion group, or a combination of both? I hear a lot of acoustic and electronic music coming out of your group.
I think it's impossible to categorize it that way because we're coming from basically a jazz, kind of a mainstream bass, but we all have mixed roots in the band, and we play electrically, we play acoustically, we mix up everything, and we try and get the essences of all of it in our own way. We're not an electric band, we're not an acoustic band. We're not really a jazz group in terms of a mainstream or neo, whatever they're calling it these days, neo-traditional something.
Are a good group.
We're a good group, hopefully. Good group.
I noticed that you, in addition to winning the 1989 Grammy Award for Best Soloist in Music, that you also won the Downbeat Reader's Poll Award for two or three years running now. You just recently won that last year. But you don't win the Critics' Poll. Your thoughts on that?
I don't know the answer. I try not to pay attention to it. Although I paid attention to it this year, so that's not honest. but there are a few critics voting, I don't know what to say. I don't think it's that important. The important thing to me about the Grammy was that my daughter was born on that night that I won it. And that, was a great experience for me. Unspeakably wonderful.
That is the greatest experience.
Yeah.
Well, you've given us quite an experience tonight. How'd you feel playing for all of these people?
It was a great audience, and the place to play was beautiful, and it was fun playing for this many people. We've been doing it quite a bit lately, and it just feels good to be playing back in the States. As much as I love playing in Europe and Japan and all that, it still, to me, doesn't compare, to playing in America, for a good audience.
The audience is real, real warm.
Yes, they are.
Especially in Detroit. It's amazing.
It makes us feel good to hear that.
Yeah, it's really true.
I know.
Really
I don't think you can get any more heartland than Detroit. So, speaking of Detroit, we're going to let you guys go catch your breath. And we're going to listen to a piece from the 1988 Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival. And it'll be some music from George Goldsmith, right,
Ed? Yeah, and Endangered Species Lives, after we say thanks to Michael Brecker and Mike Stern for stopping by.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great program tonight.
Thank you.
Let's go now to George Goldsmith, Montreux, Detroit, 1988.